After months of waiting, the other shoe dropped today at CBS News. An outside panel issued its report on September's botched story about President Bush's military service. The report says that there was no partisan bias driving the story, but it did say CBS rushed it onto the air. It also said the network failed to authenticate key documents and took interviews out of context. A producer was fired, and three executives were forced out. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
There were dissenting voices before the broadcast, even within CBS News, but a new report found they were deflected in pursuit of a big target.
But 60 Minutes has now obtained a number of documents we are told were taken from Colonel Killian's personal file. Among them, a never-before-seen memorandum from May 1972.
That's Dan Rather, anchor of the CBS Evening News, referring on 60 Minutes Wednesday to memos supposedly showing Lieutenant Bush had received preferential treatment in the National Guard. The authenticity of those documents came under fire within a few short hours. For nearly 2 weeks, CBS stood resolutely by its story. The primary source was unimpeachable, Rather said. It was a stance that came to haunt the network. Today, CBS fired producer Mary Mapes, the lead reporter on the story. Three executives were forced to resign, and another was reassigned. CBS News President Andrew Hayward kept his job. His warnings to executives to fact-check the story scrupulously went unheeded. That was the conclusion of a panel consisting of Dick Thornburg, the U.S. Attorney General under President Bush's father, and former Associated Press CEO Lou Bacardi. Thornburg said responsibility climbed to the highest reaches of CBS News.
The vetting process altogether was really deficient in that a lot of the tough questions weren't asked. This was all a product of the rush to get it on the air on September 8th.
In the report's telling, Mapes emerges as the villain. Thornburg and Bacardi concluded that news executives running 60 Minutes Wednesday deferred too much to Mapes' judgment. She led CBS to proceed with what the report called myopic zeal. Leslie Moonves, the Viacom co-president who oversees CBS, says Mapes won Rather's support over the years, most recently by breaking the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal.
Dan Rather and Mary Mapes had just finished doing the Abu Ghraib story. At that point in time, Mary Mapes had a certain star status.
Mapes had obtained documents that seemed to be written by Bush's commanding officer, who died 2 decades ago. News executives said she did not disclose the identity of her source, who turned out to have been an outspoken critic of Bush in Texas. Mapes issued a statement today in which she says she's being made a scapegoat. She defends the story and the use of the documents, which she notes the report did not say were forgeries. And she says Moonves is retreating from solid journalism for political reasons and for ratings. Mapes says her superiors, including Hayward, the news president, decided when to run the story. She says, quote, "If there was a journalistic crime committed here, it was not by me. I vetted all aspects of the story with my editors." But the story imploded, and CBS News initially claimed the memos had been authenticated by 4 document analysts. In fact, only one had vouched for anything at all, and that was a signature that appeared on just one of the papers. But Mapes argued they were credible enough to use. Ed Fui, a former executive vice president at CBS News, says the network lost sight of its lofty standards.
I think that the public perception of the news division has been badly injured, and I think it'll be years before they dig out from the wreckage.
CBS's Moonves says the report provides an opportunity to restore credibility to the network.
We have set up certain ways of how we do business and certain checks and balances that were not in place before that we hope will make this impossible to happen again.
Moonves adopted several recommendations from the report. He's named a senior vice president for standards, and in the future, if a story comes under fire, an executive who is not involved will review the complaints. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.